This is the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DPHRO and Rothenberg.
Eric Church. He's a man who's made life decisions, which I completely agree with. Final Four, Carolina Duke. He's a Carolina fan. Has a concert, 20,000 people. San Antonio, you know what? I can't do the show. That's what I want to be involved with.
Some of us are actually Eric Church fans before this.
Yeah, I don't know how far back you go with EC, but guys like me back off his 06 Sinners Like Me album.
This is DPHRO and Rothenberg.
That's a good one.
On 98.7 ESPN.
Hunting, fishing. Oh, yeah. Hunting, fishing, outdoorsy.
What's this one
stuff.
Called? This is a good one. What's this one called?
You don't know?
I know.
Well, great. Now, what do I call it, or what is the actual name of this one?
No, what does EC call it?
Well, let me hear this play out a little more. Loving every day. Yep. I get a little farm pond buzz, sound of gravel when I'm this is very good. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, this is through my Ray-Bans.
Santiago.
This is actually called Huntin' Fishin', Lovin' Every Day, and it is by Luke Bryan. You fraud.
Oh. And yes, we did it. We did it. We finally did it, Santiago. He's a fraud. We all know it.
Well, no, you know, I don't think that's very kind. I'm new to the Eric Church bandwagon. You're going to trick me with a clone of Eric Church?
At least you admit that much. I got to give you credit for that.
I mean, that's not nice at all. And I should have known because I know Luke Bryan's voice because I watch American Idol. An ABC vehicle, by the way.
Oh, look at you.
You can watch that Sunday or Mondays.
Well, you're a fraud for that, too. You got exposed. That's
how am I a fraud for that?
Hey, we're in the choir. You got exposed.
Oh, please. It was, you know, you guys are bad guys. Setting a teammate up to fail?
We thought you knew the entire catalog.
No wonder Jay Williams has a problem with you, which, by the way, was really uncomfortable yesterday. You know, follow Jay Williams on Twitter? And I found out something, and I'm sure your little choir is going to go to bat for you here. But I found this out, and I'll give you the updating on Jose Ennis in a second. You don't follow RJ on Twitter either?
Nope. Nope.
I mean, you're a bad guy.
I'm not a bad guy.
You're a bad guy. So RJ has a thought or an opinion, wants it out there. Everyone can see it, but you will not. You claim you love RJ. You don't. You know who you love? You love you.
No, I
love
RJ.
You're about you on this earth.
No, I love RJ. I call him. He texts me. If he has something he wants to say, he texts me. I don't have to watch what he says on Twitter.
Please. It's amazing. I mean, I voted for you. I got the check mark next to your name here. More than 700 votes are in, and you lead Michael K 61% to 39%. So you have a good lead.
I still don't feel good about it. I still don't feel good about it.
I don't know why. See, Don is eminently likable. Like, everyone adores Don. I think there are a lot of people that don't care for Michael. I know you won't understand
that. Michael.
I know you love him, but I think there are a lot of people that do not like Michael.
Tweet that!
I think Don is
but
much
even if
more
you
popular
love
than
Michael,
Michael.
But here's the thing. Like, even if you love Michael, you're a huge Yankees fan, you love Michael. And you like me, but you really love Michael. Just realize that Michael already has everything. He doesn't need to win whole sadness.
But he wants
to.
Real Michael K equals gas bag.
He wants to. He's very insecure.
He doesn't.
And he desperately wants
to
win.
No, he's already got
he does.
No, he's already in the Ramley, and he's got the Yankees and K-Rod. Afternoon drive, he's got it all. Beautiful wife and kids.
Does he have the trophy for Host Sadness champion?
Is there a trophy?
There will be.
I'm not sure we've been budgeted.
No,
what do
we're
mean?
Budgeted.
You're not going to put a trophy together?
I want it to look like the Stanley Cup, RJ.
All right.
You do something. I'll tell you what.
A nice ribbon.
No, I'll tell you what. because here's how it works.
If I get a rib, if you're giving away ribbons, RJ...
A nice ribbon.
Here's what I'm going to do.
Maybe their initials.
I know the show. I know the ineptitude. I know the promises that are continuously broken. I will have a trophy made.
A Stanley Cup-sized trophy.
I will have a beautiful trophy made, and I will send it to the winner on behalf of our show. Because I know if I leave it up to the two of you, it will never get done.
Maybe I swing by your mom's place and pick up one of your participation trophies.
I hate the participation trophy. And I guarantee you she has thrown anything away of any value to me. Oh, my God.
So your childhood room doesn't look like your childhood room anymore.
No.
It's gone.
Not even a little. You wouldn't even know that a child lived in that room.
What is it now?
It's an extra bedroom because she needs a fourth bedroom in the house that she lives alone. Yes.
Well, at least your bedroom is not a closet.
It's not a closet. No. But you should have seen it. It was Giants on my door was the quote on the Giants locker room door. You walked in my cauldron and that's what it was. It was like a shrine to the Giants when I was a kid. And it's no longer the Giant shrine it once was.
Maybe she was disgusted by him. It's probably I can't imagine how many used gym socks were all over the place in that disgusting bedroom.
If you went to therapy now, they could just continue this for months, and they'd be like, "He's not fixed yet. Let's continue with this."
No, I'd be a cash cow for a therapist.
They say, "Forget about the copayment. Just this one's on us." Really, this one's on us.
We'd like to study you.
You are completely broken. I mean, they would do like little experimentations on you.
Maybe I need it.
Maybe. I've told you forever we should get a therapist on the show to break us down, and you won't do that either.
No, I offered my sister-in-law. You said you wanted to
bring her on the show.
I don't think she can handle you.
What do you mean?
You got real issues.
Bring her on the show. How great would it be for her to come on the show and break down my neuroses?
Well, I think it would be great. I mean, we tried to bring Sherry on, and that backfired because everyone just felt bad for Sherry that she has to deal with you.
I thought that
was going to be a great segment.
Well, no, because you turned her off, but you didn't want to do it anymore. Let's go to Xavier in Albany. Xavier, you're on 98.7 ESPN.
I turned her off.
You did, terribly. Go ahead, Xavier.
What's going on, boys? Rick, Dave, how's everything?
What's up, the X-Man? How are you?
Pretty good. Not handing out any naughty sandwiches this morning, huh? No naughty sandwiches?
Not yet. It's not a daily occurrence. Occasionally, you get the naughty sandwich. Not today yet.
But everybody's playing nice. I like to hear that. Listen, guys. So, you guys said move Julius Randle. Move him for what? Move him for what? What are you going to get for Julius Randle?
I don't think you'll get a ton, but I think sometimes it's addition by subtraction. And at this point, I think that's where you probably are with this guy. And he's got to get you something in return.
I mean, he's extended. It's a reasonable deal. And he's a better fit on a team that I think has legitimate stars, so he can take a bit of a back seat. I mean, he hasn't been the kind of leader that you need him to be. And right now, he's detrimental for what in a young team for what they need him to do or what they need him to be. Like RJ needs to ascend to a leadership role in this team, and having Julius Randle here is that possible?
I don't know that it's possible. I don't know you get the full greatness of what RJ Barrett can be with Julius Randle and his, I mean, for lack of a better term, ego and difficult ways. He makes it very difficult.
Yeah, I've been on teams with teammates like that, and it's the whole locker room dynamic becomes very uncomfortable, especially when it's one of your better players. Because you see sometimes, a lot of the time, they defer to him. And if it's constantly like he's an emotional roller coaster and you're walking around on eggshells because you got to make sure he's happy. It's not the kind of presence you would like in a locker room.
Not at all. It's a very uncomfortable existence to have a guy, because here's the thing. He demands the ball. He's a capable player. We've seen that in the past. And he thinks he is the star. And all those things make it very difficult. Here is Julius Randle after the game last night on the rumors that he demanded a trade from the Knicks.
Yeah, I mean, it's just not true, bro. It's just not true. It's as simple as that, bro. It's just not true at all.
I know you said a few maybe months ago that you
want to
be here long term.
If it ain't come from me, it ain't true.
How committed are you still to
it? My answer ain't changing, bro.
All right, so he's going to stand by that. But here's the thing. His actions don't tell us that. When you watch him play, Rick, do you think to yourself, this is a guy who's all in on New York?
No. No, he looks frustrated. He looks unhappy.
He looks unhappy.
Yeah. I don't care what you say. I mean, your actions speak louder than your words. Like, you didn't need the story. I mean, outside of finding out that he gets dressed sometimes in a different part of the locker room, like, I mean, you see it. You saw the thumbs down. You saw how we reacted after that big win against the Bulls. Like, I mean, you see it.
I mean, that to me bothered me so much. You win a game and you throw the ball, you walk off, the rest of the team is celebrating, and for you it's just like, whatever. His body language said, I don't care that we just won this game. I want to get out of here.
His body language stinks. And you would think it would be different too, and I understand there's been a lot of ups and downs this season with him and how the fan base has treated him, but like, especially on a young team, as a veteran player, like, when you watch the young guys play, the energy, the excitement, the smiles on their faces, they're going through this for the first time. Like, it energizes you. But those guys are the worst, man. I play with guys like that, I mean, you could win a game, you know, 6-0. Big win. Everyone's pumped up. Can't wait to go out, have some beers with the boys, and the guys in the corner sulking. You're like, what the hell's wrong with this guy?
And what are the young guys supposed to think? You're Jericho Sims. You're RJ Barrett. You're McBride. You're one of these young guys. And you see supposed to be the team leader on this club act like that. How are you supposed to react to that?
Well, you don't know how to react, right? Because you're not going to say anything to him because you're a young guy. I mean, you set the tone. I mean, that's what a veteran is supposed to do. Like, the best, like, when you're the best player on a team, the highest paid player on a team, and you're the veteran guy, like, you're supposed to be the one that sets the tone.
I mean, he's supposed to be the guy that if he stinks and the team wins, it's about that. And if he's great and the team loses, like, he's supposed to be, like you said, setting the tone. It feels like he does just the opposite. They have to endure everything that he does difficultly with this club.
Well, no, he sets the tone, but it's not the right tone.
It's a bad tone.
Yeah.
It's a bad tone is what it is.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a beauty.
I will say this. As much of a fraud as you are, my only hope is that now this kind of draws you more into the country genre.
I think it already has. I have listened to more country music in the last 12 hours than I ever have prior to that in my entire life.
All right, so you didn't just look it up. You actually listened to it.
I did. Last night I was listening to some Eric Church. In fact, my kid's like, what are you listening to? I was like, this is the great Eric Church. And they were both like, what? Who is Eric Church? And then I explained to Alex what Eric Church had done and who he was rooting for, and now he also likes Eric Church.
Oh, he must. That's his guy now. I mean,
he wants to go at it with Jay Williams, by the way.
Now, that would be a funny phone call if you got Alex to call in when Jay Will was on Crosstalk.
He would do it.
They could have just, he could go attack him.
He would do it. He wants to make a wager against Jay Williams. He wants to go after Jay Williams.
I got to tell you,
I said Duke is going to beat Carolina. Did you think they were going to beat Baylor?
Well, no. Well, you never know what's going to happen.
I said, he says, do you think they were going to beat UCLA?
Well, no.
So you don't know. I knew those games. I know we're going to beat Duke. All right.
Oh, he set himself up, isn't he?
So be careful what you wish for. I actually feel badly.
Yeah, I mean, you better run to the store today and get numerous boxes of tissues because this sounds like if this thing goes sideways.
Oh, he said. I said, is there a chance that you don't cry if Carolina loses? He's like, absolutely not.
So there's, but he's just set himself up though. Now, like, he's talked himself into UNC is winning this game. When they lose, if they lose, it's going to get ugly.
Terrible. That's bad. I mean, does it get any worse? If you lose in the Final Four to Coach K and Duke, does it get any worse than that if you're Carolina?
Well, no. And I mean, unless it's the national championship game.
Yes. I mean,
unless it's for the title.
Yeah, I guess. But at least there's that, like, if we lose, at least someone else could still help us and not have them win. if it's for the title, there's no additional thing standing in their way.
No, but I say that would be the worst though. If Alex had North Carolina and Duke in the final and Duke wins, there's no hope.
Oh my God. I actually feel badly for him. I do, because I'm rooting for Duke and I want Duke to win. And so is Ben.
That's what makes it worse, though. Ben's going to taunt the crap out of him.
And see, Ben's the older brother, and Ben taunts him on a good day. Ben taunts him to the point that it's like, all right, guys, separate. You can't be together. I don't want any more fighting. Enough. So now, and Alex cares more than Ben. So if Carolina wins, Ben will be like, oh, whatever. And if Duke wins, Ben will torture this poor kid. It's going to be a really rough weekend for him.
Unless they win.
And then I played the scenario game with him. He has a big lacrosse tournament on Saturday morning this week. So I said, would you rather win tournament MVP and score the game-winning goal in the championship game, or Carolina beats Duke on a shot at the buzzer?
Please tell me he answered MVP.
Carolina Duke won shot at the buzzer.
What are you doing to these kids?
How's this me? He's his own person.
No, but I mean, he's too much like you. That's
you make
problem.
It sound like that's a bad thing.
Oh my God! Now I'm on Sherry's side. Initially, I was on Sherry's side because the boy girl party I would have went to, but then all of a sudden it's just like a birthday party with your buddies. That's fine. You can miss that. But now we're at a point where it's like, okay, you can have personal success, win a tournament that's a big tournament. You're the MVP and you score the game winning goal. Everyone loves you. And no, he's picking a game
I don't think you're all that off base, but I said, how could you choose that? I said, you're talking about you winning tournament MVP. He goes, Dad, there's gonna be a lot of tournament MVPs in my future. We may never see another Duke Carolina. I was like, wow.
So a lot of confidence.
It's a lot of confidence, right?
I don't hate that.
All right. 1-800-919-3776. DPHR Rothenberg presented as always by Progressive Insurance. We're going to get to this, this situation down in Tampa in just a moment. But the Knicks fans, they want to talk, and we'll allow that, and we'll do it. Let's go to Joel, the great Joel in Florida. Good morning. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, Rick, RJ, Ray. That's everybody, right?
You got everybody.
Okay, good, because I forgot a couple people last time. A couple names. Good morning, company, especially a member of the company. I have a Knicks question. Cam Reddish. I really like Cam Reddish. I think he's a future star. And I just want to know your opinion on Cam Reddish, if you think he's a realistic main piece to this team.
No. I actually, my question to you would be, why do you look at Cam Reddish with everything you've seen so far
I don't know, man.
This is a future star.
I see a lot of potential. I see it's more potential than anything. Obviously, he's not producing. But I could see him one day being that guy. I could see it. I don't know what it is. But
I don't know what leads you there.
I come across and I see it.
I don't, yep. Rick. Am I missing something here? Like, what leads him to think that he's going to be a future star?
Maybe what he saw at Duke. I mean, that's really the only thing you could point to. I mean, I think he could be a good player.
Well, I think he could be a good player, but a future star. How could you make that kind of a statement?
No, I don't think he can. Because I don't think he can. He fits. He kind of fits the criteria of what you're trying to do here, right? Young guy, can shoot.
Yeah.
Can defend. He's on the same time. He's
clearly,
on the same
clearly
time,
Tibbs
timeline
doesn't.
As
clearly,
the rest
Tibbs
of the
doesn't
guys.
Love him.
Well, I don't know how much Tibbs wanted him. I just the whole disconnect between Tibbs and the front office concerns me.
And it feels like that's legitimate.
Yeah, well, I mean, just you saw how the whole Kemba Walker thing played out.
Oh, that is just
here's the thing though.
How could you have expected Kemba Walker to change on a dime from a guy that's broken is beyond me.
Well, but that's the thing though, right? Like you see to a fault how Tibbs treats his veteran players. And then for him to treat Kemba the way that he treated Kemba, I mean, would clearly show you that there's something else, right? I mean, it's almost like people get aggravated with it. It's like even last night, you know, he takes Quickly out and puts Fournier back in. And Fournier had a good night shooting, but again, he's not great defensively, and things kind of unraveled down the stretch. But it's like, that frustrates Knicks fans. It's like, why are you so loyal to your veteran players?
I don't know. I don't know why he's so adverse to playing the young player. It hasn't made sense to me. And this year, more than any, I mean, this year is a lost season. You'd think down the stretch you'd get so much more of those young guys. You've gotten more, but not to the point that the fan base wants.
Well, no, because he's still going to make your young guys earn their minutes. I'm just bringing up the point that if you're going to treat all, I mean, if that's how you feel about veteran guys, like, then why would you treat Kemba the way you treated Kemba?
It makes no sense, unless you didn't want him. Well, maybe you knew. Maybe when they signed him, he knew. He's like, listen, this guy's done. You're giving me a guy that has nothing left?
Well, I already got one of those. I love Derrick Rose, but that's right. We already have one of those. Those guys that's good but can't play a lot of minutes. Like,
so now you're going to give me another one? And a guy that's broken? That's only going to continue to break and not get better? So, I don't know. The whole thing is very strange. Let's start the conversation. We'll take a break, and we'll continue the conversation on the other side. Are you all right? You're very yawny today.
No, I'm stretching out my jaw.
What's wrong with your jaw?
I'm just stretching it out.
Your jaw feels like it's impinged. You need to release the jaw?
I chew a lot of gum. It's a little tightness in the jaw region.
All right. Anyhow, Bruce Arians, 69 years old. He'll move up to the front office of Tampa Bay. Todd Bowles takes over. I mean, you have your finger on the pulse of this organization because your family, your Cassis family, loves them. How surprised were you by this decision? And this is a late decision, too.
Yeah, I think they were shocked is the word that I would use. They were shocked. I don't think they love Bruce Arians, but I think they were shocked that with the timing, first of all, the fact that Tom's coming back, and then it's going to be Todd Bowles that's going to take over as the head coach. They were not necessarily big fans of that.
So they're not big fans of Todd Bowles?
No. And they weren't, listen, they weren't humongous fans of Bruce Arians either. But I just thought, like, the timing of this is really, really strange to me.
I mean, to be done on March 30th is, I mean, we're 4 weeks before the draft, and hand over the reins to Todd Bowles, it's a very strange dynamic here, isn't it?
Well, not only that, though, but I mean, it's that plus Tom Brady having the 40-day retirement. Like, so, I mean, and then stories coming out that there was a disconnect between him and Bruce Arians. So he retires.
I wonder if there's a chance that Tom Brady kind of pushed this to be done.
If this was one of, like, the stipulations of him coming back?
Yeah, I come back, but I don't want to play for this guy.
Maybe. I mean, I read all the articles and everything else, and I understand why Bruce Arians is saying he did it. But, I mean, if that was the case, I mean, you won a championship, right? Like, you have a good relationship with your GM and with ownership. Like, you couldn't just, I mean, back when, even when Tom decided he was going to come back, you couldn't just said, hey, listen, this is what I want to do. I'm almost 70. Let's say Todd deserves to be the head coach of this team.
Well, yeah, exactly. You would figure that this would not have been a March 30th decision, that this would have been much, much earlier that they go through the entire process of hiring the coach. But here we are. Brady probably gets what Brady wants yet again.
Thanks for listening to the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast.
I'll give it to you whenever you want it.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
I mean, RJ, did you reach out to Eric Church and the people, the choir?
Nope.
Uh-huh.
That's great. You're all over it. You're in the choir. You're buddies now. If you can't get it done, what am I going
to
do?
Also, I have reached out to the trophy company, and I will get that done at some point very soon.
You're rolling.
When are the finals? Monday?
Maybe you can run their fantasy football league, and they'll give you a free trophy.
Who, for the trophy company?
Yeah, just offer your services. I'll run your fantasy football league. Just give me a free trophy.
You're sitting here commenting and critiquing fantasy. You don't know the first thing about fantasy football. Let's get a little look at the traffic. All right. You don't know the first. So it's like me breaking down goaltending. I can't do that. You can't do this. Stay in your lane, DiPietro. Stay in your lane.
What place did you finish last year, fantasy football?
What league?
The ESPN league.
I didn't join the ESPN league.
No, though, you know which league I'm talking about. Not that. Not Anita's league.
What league?
That you've given up on.
Oh, the league that Winthrop corruptly runs with a ghost team?
Yeah, how are you doing that league?
Not well.
Okay.
All right, I've won it in the past.
No, the past is the past. What have you done for me lately?
So if I have one, I had a lot of injuries last year.
You should be fired. We don't have any patience nowadays.
I mean, please. You know what? You know what? They don't want you in that league. You know why? Because of reasons like this.
Because I would dominate.
And every no, you wouldn't. We would laugh at you. And
they
every
can't
time,
handle the algorithms.
And every honest, you know what? I want someone to bow out so you can get in. Because every time there's an open spot, I'm like, why don't you ask Rick? They're like, nah, we don't want to ask Rick. I'm like, why? Nah, we don't want Rick. I want you in just to show you. And that's let's be fair, that is hardly a great league.
How'd you do in the baseball league then?
Baseball, out of 14 teams, I came in third.
That's not great.
Please. Fantasy baseball would decapitate you. You wouldn't even be able to handle fantasy baseball.
I don't
baseball.
Partake. That's too much work. I don't have time for that. Fantasy football now. See, there's a reason why they haven't asked me. It's because they're scared. Because they realize how much work and effort and
you.
How smart I am.
How about this? So John Winthrop may or may not have a brother. Right? Our assistant program director may or may not have a brother. His possibly made-up brother
I believe
has
he
his,
doesn't.
His own team in this league.
Yeah, okay.
I'll play along.
His own team. And he feeds trade. He's like a minor league team for John's team.
Yeah, I mean, we all know what that is. Let's call it shady
business is what it is.
Yeah, it's cheating is what it is.
It's very shady business. I'd love for you to get involved in that league.
It's probably the guy that dresses up as a Goofy down in Disney. They're like, but he considers him a brother because he sees him three times a year.
What do they call those people that dress up as like animals?
Furries?
Furries.
Yeah. Mickey style.
I figure Santiago had that right on the tip of his tongue.
Wow. The hotel I stayed at in Chicago when I was up there for the with the Wolves, my first year, they had all those like real like sex fetish conventions.
Oh, God. All right, and now you've done it again. We will move on to Bruce Arians. So what do you think about this? Do you think this is a legitimate hit for them, or it's just like with Brady and this team, they'll be fine?
No, I don't think it's a legitimate hit at all.
You think this is an upgrade for them?
Well, I don't know if it's an upgrade. I mean, I think it probably frees up, you know, Brady and Leftwich. Because I'm sure Bruce Arians was involved with that stuff. I don't know if, like, I know Brady kind of wanted to get away from Bill Belichick, but the first thing that comes to my mind, and I know I always reference it, this isn't a story, but it's just a reference, is when I watched that football life of Troy Aikman, how frustrated he was when Jimmy Johnson left.
Right.
And now he was the one that always had to be the bad guy as opposed to having the coach be the bad guy. You know what I mean? So I don't know if Bruce Arians was a little bit too loosey-goosey for Tom. And now Todd Bowles comes in and kind of, I mean, we saw how he coached the Jets. He's
tightens
more
the ship up a little bit.
Yeah, he's more no-nonsense. He's done a great job with their defense. And, I mean, let's face it, this team is trying to win now. So I know there was some question as to why it's not Byron Leftwich. But, I mean, do you want to have Byron Leftwich working, you know, learning
on the
job?
On the offense, right?
Yeah, have him focus on the offense. You do your thing. Todd Bowles has been a head coach before. He can handle that.
How involved do you think Brady, well, we'll get to the calls in a second, 800-919-3776. How involved do you think Brady was in because Arian says it was him. He's the one. He pushed for
but
Bowles.
Okay, here's my question, though, because I read some of the stuff, and I get it. If Tom Brady doesn't come back, and you go with Blaine Gabbert, and you have a bad season, and maybe they look to make a change, you can't necessarily guarantee that Todd Bowles is going to get the job, right? Because you're going to do a coaching search and everything else.
Right.
But in this situation where Tom does come back, if you really felt like, okay, Tom's back, at some point I want to move on and I want to make sure Todd Bowles is taken care of and he'll be the head coach, then why not go to management, ownership, where I have a great relationship? I imagine when you look at the NFC, you're going to have a good season and just say, hey, listen, guys, I'm going to give you one more year. That's all I got. I'll be 70. But just let's get it straight now that once I'm done, I want Todd Bowles to be the head coach. Hey,
yeah,
BA,
I don't
no
know.
Problem.
I would love to find out the true reason that Bruce Arians is done. Because I'm sorry, it doesn't make sense to me that he woke up on Wednesday, March 30th, and said, you know what? I mean, we're 4 weeks from the draft today. The season's been done for months. Brady's been gone and back already. That now Bruce Arians decides, you know what? I want to be done. I would love to know the truth.
Well, no, I mean, wasn't he? I mean, didn't he say, you know, earlier on too in the offseason that he wanted to, I mean, this is something he wanted to do was continue coaching?
That's what he had said.
Like, I'll make it work with Blaine Gabbert, doesn't matter, like, I want to coach?
That's what he had said. He said he wanted to continue to be a coach in this league. Here is Schefter on ESPN Radio yesterday, was asked, did Brady influence the Arians decision?
I do think that it is a decision made by Bruce Arians. I do think that. Now, I do think that there also will be speculation that will come up. I don't know that we're ever going to say how valid it is or isn't. There's been speculation about their relationship, about how well they do or don't get along. I think Tom's got a healthy amount of respect for Bruce Arians, but I think those questions do exist.
I'm sure they exist, and it has to be speculation now. Because it feels curious timing-wise.
Well, not even timing, though. I mean, just all of it. I mean, the fact that Tom Brady retired for 40 days, came back, then stories start leaking out that he doesn't get along well with Bruce Arians, and maybe, you know, Bruce Arians doesn't, you know, run a team how Tom Brady would run a team. They got to tighten things up. And now all of a sudden it's March, and you know, late March 30th, and Bruce Arians, this was all part of his plan. Come on.
That doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense.
No, I mean, even if I was considering retiring and I wanted Todd Bowles to be my successor, why would I walk away now with Tom Brady as the quarterback? I wouldn't. If the relationship was fine and he wanted me as the head coach, you're damn right I'm going to try to win one more championship and then I can walk
away.
I
want to win another title, and then Todd Bowles, when I'm 70, I put a bow on this thing and you take over the reins.
That's
it. And now it's your club.
There we go.
And there you have it. Let's go to some of the calls. Ira, the great Ira in Staten Island. Good morning, Ira.
Hey, good morning, Dave. Good morning, Rick. And, boy, I tell you, there was a shocker last night. But, you know, I think Todd went there under the kind of wink-wink with him and Arians that he was going to set him up. And, listen, it is odd. You want to have the speculation with Brady. Hopefully there's no type of health issues going on with Arians that we find out down the line. But at the end of the day, I always like Bowles. You know, I understand what happened with the Jets. He just wasn't ready, and I'm never going to forgive him for that Buffalo game where he didn't make any adjustments when Revis and Sammy Watkins ate him alive. But at the end of the day, I think he's a good football coach. He showed that he's a really good defensive coordinator, yet to be determined if he'll be a good head coach. But he's walking into a dream scenario. He's got Brady. He's got an established team, a team that's going to probably contend for a Super Bowl. And at the end of the day, he's just got to let Brady and Brian Leftwich run that offense. He takes care of the defense, and he's a CEO. I think Todd Bowles is going to have success. And you know what? He's a great guy, and I wish him well.
How could he not have success? I mean, if you and thanks for the call, Ira. If you can't have success this year with this team, you don't deserve to coach in this league.
No, and I'll tell you what. I mean, if you want to just sit here and take Bruce Arians for, you know, at his word as to why he's doing this, he's a hell of a guy, man. To say now that I want Todd to show everyone that he can be a great head coach, and I want him to have the quarterback to do it with. I mean, that's an exceptional human being if that's true.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just too cynical, but I find it very hard to believe.
I'm not saying that I don't. I'm more with you, but if that's true, and it's like, you know, Todd Bowles never got a fair shake because he never had a quarterback.
He's salt of the earth kind of guy.
Oh, my goodness. Like, Todd Bowles should, I mean, buy him something nice. Because I can't imagine, man. I mean, you had one. You tried to win the second one here, and now Tom comes back.
But look at the NFC. The NFC stinks.
No, I know, and that's another part of it.
I mean, the Rams are very good. The Packers should be good, but they've lost their best receiver. Who else is even near you that you look at?
And if Tom Brady really wanted you as the head coach, wouldn't Tom pick up the phone and say, "Hey, listen, BA, come on, man, I'm coming back."
It just doesn't add up. I can't wait to find out the true reason behind this. And I get a lot of people tweeting me saying, "Well, you know, the guy's obviously not well physically. He's got ailments."
He says he's fine.
He says he's fine. So it just doesn't add up.
So you get to so now we get to pick and choose what we believe and what we don't believe.
Well, I guess you can make your own narrative up.
No, but like, so we're going to take, like, we'll take little snippets of what he's saying. Okay, we believe he wants to now all of a sudden move into the front office when they have a legitimate chance to win a championship. But when he says he's fine, we won't believe that part.
Right. We that's what people do. They pick and choose the stuff that they believe in. Let's go to Shooter in Stamford. We know all about Shooter. Good morning.
Good morning, boys.
What's going on, Shooter?
What's up, all right. Shooter?
I'm good, guys. I'm good. I've been watching that Lakers buy-up, and John C. Reilly should win an Academy Award for this.
It's good, right?
It's amazing.
Watch this, just to show you, Shooter, just to show you how we don't follow through. Rick, have you watched it yet?
I have not watched it. How many episodes have you watched?
Three of four.
Oh, you went to three now. All right.
Yeah, and four was just released on Sunday night. I'll get there.
Yeah, four is the meaty one. Four is really good. Rick, you're going to really love three. That's when Magic gets introduced to the brothel.
Oh, the brothel.
Yes. He meets a guy, and the guy's like, I run a brothel. And Magic's like, oh, I'd like
nobody
to go there.
Had any idea that Magic was going to die.
Oh, God, I can't believe you killed Magic.
Jesus.
I killed Magic.
Well, you're just a kid, and it was 79. There were no diseases back then. But anyway, on to Arians. I compare it to this. Like, Jerry West, the Lakers, they're a big mess. Everything's going crazy inside the organization. And now I think it's just like that for the Bucks, where, like, Brady comes back, Arians leaves. Like, they clearly didn't get along. There's something going on there. And now Brady's back. He got him out. And now it's showtime, baby, because Brady's going to win another championship.
He could. I don't think anybody would be surprised.
That, though? Could you imagine that at 45 years old, he wins another Super Bowl?
No. Ugh. I mean, look at all these quarterbacks. Eli at the end was not Eli. Roethlisberger was not Roethlisberger. I mean, this guy is years older than them and plays at this insanely high level. It makes no sense.
No, and I mean, again, what else doesn't make sense is like what, I mean, at this point, you've achieved everything. Like, what else? Like, what else do you need to prove?
Well,
for him,
we've talked about this.
He just loves it.
He has that inner desire which only the greats have.
Well, I was trying to explain to Milo the other day because, I mean, he had tennis last night and he was all depressed. They had this, like, he was with other kids and they were better than him. They were older. I'm like, dude, you can't just pick up a racket, show up and expect to be as good as these kids that have been practicing. Like, if you want to be great at something, right, you have to put in the time. And I couldn't help but think, like, this whole thing comes out. I'm like, Tom Brady, 45 years old, like, he just loves everything about it. Because what, I mean, honestly, what retires most players is all the stuff. It's the offseason, it's practices,
right, it's
all
not
that
the
other
games.
It's not the games. You play the games for free. It's everything else. But he signs up for year after
year.
He
loves it. I mean, listen, Kobe loved it. Michael loved it. This guy loves it. He can't get enough. And he's the unicorn because he's still great. Like, guys are not great at 45.
No, I mean, what you're seeing him doing, what you're seeing LeBron right now doing in year 19. I mean,
look,
it's
at Chara. Chara's not great.
No, but Chara was never at the level that Tom Brady.
But Chara was a great player. I'm not saying he was Brady great, but Chara was great.
He turned himself into a really, really good player. Yeah.
My point is, like, time has caught up to Chara. Time catches up to almost everybody, and somehow it hasn't caught up to Brady, and I don't understand how.
Well, I mean, it's the perfect storm, really, if you think about it. Right, I mean, it's how well he's taking care of himself, and it's also the fact that, you know, how the rules now have been changed allows him to still play at this level, right? And then and obviously putting himself on a team like Tampa, like the rules, like, I mean, Chara at some point, I mean, just with his size, I mean, the game's getting faster and faster. At some point, I mean, he's slowing down, so it's going the opposite direction, right? With Brady, it's like he's getting more and more protection every season. Like the rules are being are moving in his favor,
sure,
every single year.
But he's still got to play great football.
Oh yeah. You're not wrong.
And he does. He continues to play great football. All right, I have an update on host sadness we'll get to in just a moment. Let's go to Corey in Greenwich. Good morning, Corey. You're on 98.7.
Hey, Rick. Hey, Dave. Hey, Dave.
What's going on, Corey?
Hi, Corey.
Hi.
Hi.
I got a song that RJ should look up for you. Thank God I'm a Country Boy by John Denver. You would love that song.
I actually legitimately know that song.
Oh, wow.
I expected the Rocky Mountains to be a lot rockier. That John Denver is full of it.
Hey, so I'm a Bucs fan. And my opinion, I would have rather had Brian Leftwich as coach.
No. Corey, that's a terrible take, man. Terrible.
Why can't he have that opinion?
Because Byron Leftwich hasn't been a head coach yet. Why take? You're trying to win now. Let Byron Leftwich focus on the offense with Tom Brady, and then Todd Bowles can stand there, be the head coach, and just worry about the defense. Why put Byron Leftwich in that spot now with a team that's trying to win now?
Right. You got that. You got Brady. You can win now, and why not start with a young blood so you don't lose him to a different team?
But why risk taking anything away from the offense, though?
We got to move on from Corey. This was not his finest call.
No, I
he's usually pretty good. But he's like, you got to find the song that was from the 70s. I know that song.
That's a good song, though.
Great song. I actually like John Denver, which might be embarrassing, but I'm a fan. I like him a lot. And can we, for the love of God, it's Byron. Can we stop calling the guy Brian Leftwich?
Hey, don't take shots at Ira. I wasn't going to correct him.
Well, sometimes you're allowed to. Now, you said it appropriately.
Ira.
You call him Byron. I like that.
Because that's his name.
Well, but everyone else seems to call him Brian Leftwich.
Ira's got other things to worry about, like keeping his beans in his hammock and everything else.
Will you stop it? 1,300 votes are in.
Well, you got to imagine gravity. Those things, I mean, those are hard
right.
to contain.
All right. Rick has 57% of the votes. Michael K, 43% of the votes.
It's going in the wrong direction right now.
I still think you're going to win, and 11th hour, I will campaign for you. A grassroots door-to-door campaign.
Get out and about Westchester. Come on. Make people vote.
I will. I'm gonna get the trophy made. I'm gonna get it made very soon, so you can have this thing.
Yeah, make the mile trek in between houses in your beautiful cul-de-sac.
Oh, for God, yeah. Let me just press the buttons on my automatic gate, or have my chopper garbage people come and take it away.
Don't you dare take shots at my
I have to bring
people.
My garbage all the way down to the street, and you got people choppering in to pick yours up. All right, Santi, have at it. It's your time.
Today's three stars. Number three.
Rick DiPietro will not participate in fantasy baseball. Is it because the league is scared of him, or is it because, as Dave puts it,
fantasy baseball would decapitate you?
The world may never know.
Number two.
On a plus side for Rick, you had a great open this morning, and I'm going to pat myself on the back, too, because there were drops galore in it. We did very, very well. I do think that we're going to reach 20 drops very, very soon.
Oh, yeah.
It's too much. By the time this thing continues down the road, it's going to take half an hour of the open.
Oh, you'll love it because you can just roll right out of bed half hour later.
Well, I did anyway. I actually slept in today.
That much easier. I think you got on the Zoom later than ever today.
Number one.
But I will give you some praise, Dave Rothenberg. Even though you are a little bit of a fraud, you proved your Eric Church fandom, which blew up exponentially in the last, 36 hours?
I think he's the greatest.
I mean, so...
I think he's the tops.
I did call you a fraud, but the fact that you were able to basically memorize half his catalog in like 12 hours, I mean, that speaks to the brain that you are and why Stump Rothenberg is not a fraud.
There you go. There you go.
This is what happens when you have no human emotion, Santiago. All that part of his brain is now filled with colleges and every other thing.
And now Eric Church songs.
That's right. Listen, I use it for good. I use it for entertainment. RJ, have you reached out to that other show to get the audio for tomorrow morning?
I'm going to.
He's going to. That's what he's going to
do.
It's
not even 8 a.m. yet. I mean, we
You know
relax.
What? It's noon for us. We're up before the cows.
And the thing is, you use those powers for good, but you use your other powers for evil. And if RJ doesn't get on it, you're going to wish a car accident on him or something.
No, not on RJ. Rick can afford a car accident.
RJ can barely drive a car.
Please, can we stop it? Don't be so nasty to RJ.
It's like a Power Wheels.
Let's bring in Jay Will. All right. Jay Will is the best of the best. Here's the thing, Jay. Before we even get started this morning, you need to make a promise to me right now.
What's my promise?
That you will be the one, not Key, not Max. You will join us tomorrow morning on the day before Duke and Carolina.
I will do it if you can answer one question for me, Dave.
Huh?
I need you to name me three Eric Church songs.
How dare you? Heart on Fire, Hell okay. of a View, Round Here Buzz, Record Year, Springsteen,
wow.
Drink in
wow.
My Hand. All right.
Are you reading off a list right now on your computer screen? Is that what you're doing right now?
No, I looked them up last night.
No, Jay, looked them up and then listened to the entire catalog last night because he knew we would play them today.
Yep.
Oh, that's horrible. Rick, how do you allow this to happen?
Don't pretend you guys have some kind of a tight relationship. He didn't follow you on Twitter till yesterday morning.
And we bonded a lot since that point, Dave. That's the point. Yes, I will come on your show tomorrow. Guys, I got to tell you, I've been pacing a lot. I've been biting my nails. My wife is like, stop biting your nails. I do that when I get anxious because this game on Saturday is making me nervous. Like, I got guys out there like Dave Portnoy from Barstool that's creating merchandise of like a Tar Heel burying Coach K. I can't have that happen, and I don't want my coach's legacy from Tar Heel fans to be that of them burying him. I don't want it to go down that way. So
what size you wear? You want me to get you one of those sweatshirts? What
Rick,
size?
That's so mean.
This is what that he does. So he's a nasty guy. I'm on your side.
See, I feel like we build a bond, Rick, and then you just – sometimes I don't know whether you really care. You know,
you know I care, Jay.
We're gonna set this up perfectly because we're right in that nook of time that I'm going to ask you a question about Julius Randle, and Rick's going to ask you about what's coming up on the show.
With 10 seconds left to go.
Starting at 8 o'clock. All right, yes. So this whole Julius Randle thing, booed at the Garden. This can't end well, right?
It won't end well. And here's my – Monday night, man, when you guys got the win against my Bulls, I watched a team celebrate on the court. And I watched Julius Randle make a beeline towards the locker room. And it made me start, if you don't want to be here, and this goes back to management. And I think losing Kenny Payne to Louisville was a huge loss for the Knicks organization because Kenny kept people together. right? He was able to talk due to his relationship with Julius at Kentucky. He was able to manage a lot of that relationship. But that four-year, $117 million deal, I'm looking at it and saying, all right, like, you move too quickly on a guy like that. He's not your franchise guy. You're finding out R.J. Barrett is your franchise guy to a degree. And I don't know if that's rubbing Julius the wrong way, if he's not committed to what the team is trying to do collectively together. But hey, one bad apple could ruin a bunch. And the body language and the leadership is not what the New York Knicks need right now from Julius Randle. And look, if Mitchell Robinson is gone in free agency, you're going to see them package Julius Randle up and try to get him. I'm hearing teams like Denver, like Jokic and Julius Randle together. Like, I think that's an interesting combination. What could you get? Could you get a Will Barton? Could you get a Monte Morris? Could you get a first-round draft pick? That could be a package. I know it's not sexy, but it gives you stability at the point guard position. It allows RJ to continue to play off the ball. I love what I'm seeing from Emmanuel Quickley. And I'm looking like a package deal like that for a guy like Julius Randle.
All right, Jay, yeah, back me in a corner. You know what is sexy is that beautiful turtleneck you're wearing. A little late in the season, but that's fine.
What's on
the
show? It's still cold out,
Rick. Yeah, what's on the show today?
Yeah, you have 15 seconds, by the way, Jay, so go.
I'm going hard at the Knicks. I'm going hard at this whole Julius Randle because you guys deserve better. You deserve better. Don't you guys believe you deserve better, Rick and Dave?
Of course we do. Of course we do. We'll pick it up
happen?
Tomorrow
that's the
morning.
Question.
This same conversation tomorrow morning. Jay, have a great day.
You got it, brother. You got it.
All right. Rick, we will do this again tomorrow morning as well. Rule 76.
No excuses, play like a champion. It's DPH Rothenberg and
Eric Church in the choir.
Oh, on 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the DPHO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.